I heard it before I saw it. Grunts and groans, boots stomping into mud and faces, the air whirring of metal bludgeons swung wide and hard. I skidded to a halt in the mud at the first sound of anguish and crept around the last bend. It was impossible to tell which side was which, but I counted on the faster movers being the better fighters. From that reckoning, the chasers were beating the living hell out of the chased. The lamps were scattered about, sinking into the mud. From their dim, ghostly glows, I could just see a lone man through the moving forest of arms and legs up ahead of the struggle. He was crawling along somewhat frantically, dragging the limp form of another. The prisoner from before, obviously. He was trying to reach the entrance of the building, which loomed like a cave mouth before him. Belatedly, I realized that this building was my destination as well, for it marked the end of this passageway. Just then, a figure burst loose from the struggle and leaped toward the one doing the dragging. He held a pipe in one muddy fist. The man on the ground released his burden and jumped to his feet to meet the charge. He showed a long, ugly knife. The two sparred for a few moments, dodging and feinting with their respective weapons. Then they closed. There was a spark as they grappled, a sudden twisting urgency. Then the man with the knife slid to the mud between the other's feet. The victor dropped his pipe in favor of the knife and moved over to the figure on the ground. The rest of the fighting was over, the pursuers having finished the job on the pursued. The remaining five rushed over to join the man with the knife huddling over the now liberated prisoner. Great effort was put into trying to inject a little life into the limp form. Someone lifted the head and gave the face a gentle slap. That was when I saw it was a girl. But the fighting wasn't over. The cave mouth was suddenly filled with more men carrying more clubs and pipes and knives. The girl was dropped gently back into the mud and the killing began again. More sparks and more groans. Someone died, sinking to his knees, and clutching the knife sunk into his chest to the hilt. Someone else died quicker, when a pipe connected with an awful crunching noise. It was very fast, and it was the same as before. Whoever she was important to them. The rescuers fought so well for her that I thought the whole thing was over in a moment. And it would have been. But just as they went to pick her up and carry her away for once and for all, a huge fat man loomed into view from the dead-end shadows, carrying a blazer in his right fist. The blue arcing beam blinded me as it burst from the shadows. I heard screams and several men trying to run, but by then it was too late, had been when he had appeared. In seconds, each of the five lay dead, seared through by the latest of man's new clubs.
"Thank God, Weiss!"
gushed one of the fallen, surveying what was left of the rescue party about him. Weiss, the fat man with the blazer, and, I saw then, the fat man from the trouble on the bridge my first day, ignored the show of gratitude. Others appeared beside him from inside the building. One of them had been the dark, skinny one on the bridge. Weiss motioned him toward the girl, motioned the rest toward the casualties.
"Clean this up, now!"
he barked in that distinctive snarl. The others hurried to obey. I sighed. Weiss was the name of my contact. Deeper and deeper. In a few moments the area was almost clear. The dead had been dragged away, the wounded had been helped inside. Only Weiss remained in the doorway, watching the skinny with the girl.